Hi, Beavers, and welcome back to this week's episode of Recognizing RHS. I'm Caitlin Kopacka.
And I'm Madison Fleischer. And on today's episode, we're going to talk about how we stay motivated throughout the year. And then we will end with an interview with Savannah Laurenti about the basketball season, what she's doing to further her career in college, and so forth. And let's get into it. Today we're going to be talking about how we stay motivated throughout the winter months and the last stretch of school, especially for senior year. So how I stay motivated is by, this sounds a little silly, but if I've had a rough day or I'm just really not feeling it that day, like this morning, I just really wasn't feeling going to school. I don't come until 10:30. So I went to Dunkin', my favorite place on this planet. I got myself my medium iced coffee with 3 caramel, 3 coconut, cream and sugar, iced, and my snacking bacon. And that just, as silly as it sounds, it just makes my day a little bit better.
It's definitely like a little reward. Just like
little
the extra
rewards throughout
push.
The day.
Like that's like definitely like kind of like what I do with myself. Like I kind of set up like a goal list. Like even if it's like through the day or through like the week, like I set up like goals for myself. And like if I kind of like accomplish them or like if I feel like I sort of accomplished something, I'm like, I deserve a sweet treat. So like maybe I should go to like Froyo or something.
I also sometimes, not all the time, because we all slack sometimes, we'll start my day by making my bed. So if I have the worst day known to man, you get home and at the end of the day, you know, you accomplished one thing that day, and it was making your bed, making the place you go to at night a little more comfortable, a little more clean. For the second half of the year, that definitely matters more, especially it being your senior year. Senioritis is real.
Yeah, no, people would talk about senioritis, and I was like, that's not real. Like, I'm not going to feel it. But, like,
it's
coming
bad.
Back after break, like, I just, like, am unmotivated. Like, I'm like, Mom, please call me out. I just can't. It's like, you don't want to just do anything. And it's,
you're
like,
just
you have
done.
To, like, think of these, like, little things.
It
just
also,
to even keep you doing the bare minimum.
It also makes it a lot worse when you've gotten accepted into where you're furthering your education. Like, for example, I committed to swim and pre-med at Hiram, and I have that safety net that I already got into college. I already put my deposit down. I already know what I'm doing with the rest of my life. So in my head, I'm like, so what is the point of this? Mm-hmm. But again, those little rewards and those little just getting things done one at a time really gets me through the... gets me through the days anymore.
Yeah.
Also, sorry, one last thing.
You're good.
Swim helps a lot with, like, clearing my head, hanging out with the people I love. That also definitely, like...
Like, a getaway. Like, a definite, like, getaway from, like, all the stuff that's going on. It's kind of, like, a motivation. Like, oh, like, I have swim today. It's, like, my little procrastination in a way.
Right.
But, like, it's also, like, you're doing something.
I also have that idea where I'm taking everything one day at a time. If I have a bad day, an unmotivated day, I'm like, it restarts tomorrow. Or...
Yeah, that's my exact thoughts, what were going through my head today. Like, if I have a... Like, I had, like, a rough week, like, last week or something, and, like, it's, like, a completely new week. Like, I go to bed, and, like, it's reset.
It's, like, a reset button. It also helps that if... So, on, like, days like today, I'm only at school from 10:30 to 2:15. So, if I'm not feeling it, I'm, like... 3 hours of class. Like, you've got to go to 3 hours of class, get through this, you get to go home and do nothing. So that definitely also helps me get through the day. And then days like tomorrow, I'm at school from 7:20 to 2:15. I also sound silly, but during my second block study hall, I take naps because for some reason that just feels like that reset button.
Yeah,
like
it's
after,
like a definitely refresh, especially like a midday refresh that you kind of like need. Like,
I take
sort of
even
midday.
As a 5 minute put my head down, it just feels like it restarts that because my first class is hard and my last class is hard.
Yeah.
And then the middle of my day is super easy, so I take a nap during my study hall. It's a reset button and I feel much better.
That's what I kinda like about our block scheduling. It's like you have, like, only 4 classes a day, but, like, you'll have, like, one really hard class, and, like, sometimes you'll have, like, that break in the middle of the day, and you're just, like, you get that time to breathe, like, and that's, like, really nice, and, like, that's how my days are usually set up. I have, like, a hard class, and then, like, I have, like, a study hall or, like, a really easy class, And then, like, that's just, like, my time to, like, breathe and, like, make sure that, like, I'm taking care of myself at that moment. And especially, like, those moments, like, if I'm still at school, I'm still trying to, like, stay motivated. Because if my school days, I leave at 10:30. When I go home, I take a nap. And, like, I don't, like, do my schoolwork then, even though, like, it's, like, a study hall. But, like, if I do, on my black days, I have a study hall in school. That's when I try to keep myself, like, motivated, like, that moment, because I'm still in the school atmosphere. Like, so, like, just having that and everything.
I think it also definitely helps that I used to do this, I want to say, my lower classmen days, is bring snacks into school. Like,
Definitely. That's what I do on my gold days.
If you brought in, like, 4 snacks, you have eat one, like, halfway through each block, like first block, second block, third block, fourth block, and that's just like a little something to look forward to each block, because as long as it feels, those 4 snacks really aren't that spread out from each other, so it just gives you something to keep looking forward.
Like, I'll pack like some gummies in my book bag, and like sometimes I'll even forget about them in there, and I'll be like, oh my goodness, I have a snack in my book bag, and I just, like,
reach in. And then it gets you a little excited.
And, yeah, it gets me, like, that oomph. And, like, the second half of the year is always so much harder for me to stay motivated, because the first half of the year, I'm always looking forward to Friday nights and cheering underneath the lights. Every single Friday night, that's, like, what my week was looking forward to. I just needed to make it to Thursday night practice and team dinner that night, and then the next day was, like, game day, and I would be so excited for those Friday nights. And then once football season ends, it's just so hard to keep, like, that motivation looking forward to the week, and, like, the breaks start thinning down, so now it's just second half of the year is just random breaks, and you don't have, like, those long breaks until spring break, which is in March, and so you just have, like, one day off here and there, and, like, that kind of stinks that it's, like, so spread out. But, like, even, like, looking into, like, months ahead, like, looking, like, oh, like, next week we have Monday off.
Right.
Like, that's, like, what's going to keep me motivated throughout this week, because I know that at the end of the week I'm going to have a 3-day weekend. And, like, now I'm like, oh, like, do you want to do something, like, on Monday? Like, it just keeps me motivated, like, to hang out with friends and everything. But the small things to get me throughout the day are definitely, like, going home. And, like, when I come home, my parents aren't home, so I have, like, the house to myself and I'm home alone. It gives me time to, like, decompress after, like, a long day of school, and, like, definitely just, like, sit there and enjoy my silence.
That's all the tips we have for staying motivated. I think it also helps people when you hear someone else struggles with the same thing you do. So if you're not feeling motivated, you are not alone. So use some of those tips that we use, that we suggested, and see if any of them work for you.
Okay, today we're here with Savannah Laurenti. How are you doing today, Savannah?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. So first we're going to start off with a bonus question round. So we're going to put 30 seconds on the clock, and then you are going to answer as many of these as you can.
Okay.
All right. Ready? Go. What's your favorite food?
Steak.
What's your favorite drink?
Water.
Who's your favorite teacher?
Don't have one.
What do you like doing in your free time?
Spending time with friends and family.
What's your favorite song to sing along to?
We'll skip that one.
Favorite breakfast food?
Bacon.
What's your least favorite chore?
Dishes.
And who's your favorite singer? Time's up. Okay.
That was a pretty good lightning round. All right, now we're going to move on to our actual questions. So earlier in the podcast, we talked about motivation. So what are things that keep you motivated throughout the year, like sports and just like school in general, and keeping everything balanced?
Looking at like the success end of it, like that's what motivates me probably. Staying in shape is just like feeling good and stuff about yourself, but definitely like winning and stuff like that. Like I always think about that. Like if it's a hard practice, like just look at the like benefits that will come from those hard practices.
Yeah, like the end goal and things of everything. Yeah, that's a really good thing. Kind of
Nice what question. Would you say the biggest strength and then the biggest weakness the team shows this year?
Probably biggest weakness is just like young team, just lack of IQ, I think. But we're getting a lot better at that, and a strength would be I think like just communicating our team chemistry, hustle is all good like that.
That's really good.
All right, and how have you been able to show leadership through the team this year?
Just like helping the younger girls out, just putting out like little things if they need help, just like answering questions, and just like also by like my skills out there, just like leading the team with that and stuff.
Yeah, also piggybacking off of that question, would you say that the younger kids look up to the upperclassmen this
year? Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah. And then what are you gonna miss most about basketball once you graduate?
Probably just like the girls and the friendships I made with it. But since I'm continuing basketball, like I would say the friendship part of it, yeah.
Yeah, so that was actually our next question is, are you continuing to the next level?
Yes.
So where are you committed to?
I'm committed to Rochester University in Michigan.
Congratulations. What are you most excited for that?
Just like a new experience and like a fresh start, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, perfect. And thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for listening to today's episode. We would like to thank our sponsors, Sidewalk Cafe, Max Strength Fitness, Smoothie King. And if you have any questions or recommendations, email us at recognizingrhs@gmail.com or direct message us on Instagram at recognizingrhs.
Make sure to keep up with us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Podbean, and YouTube.
And have a great day, Beavers.